overview of Module 6, Building Your Coaching Business or Ministry. And the reason we talk about both is because some people that we've trained really are not doing it for profit. They're doing it as a volunteer or as a ministry. But we still approach them the same way as people like myself who are doing it professionally and who charge for services. So in our coaching, our RCS coaching circle, we talk about, are you coaching for free or are you coaching for a fee? Either way, we still do the training just about the same, except for the pricing module and a couple of other little business items. So in this particular module, we're going to really get after the fundamentals that go behind the business of operating a successful coaching business. So right off the bat, I tackle the question of how much should I charge for my coaching services? And the way that I'm going to help you is I'm going to give you 11 key questions that you have to answer. And when you answer them, it's going to put you in a really good position to figure out how much you should charge. Whenever we do a webinar, a workshop, I already know we're going to, one of the hottest topics in the room or in the webinar is how do you go about setting your fees? And it's something I struggled with for sure when I first got started. So over the years, I've figured out, you know, here's some little bit of the mechanics that go into figuring out the number. The other thing that I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you some examples of coaching fees. So that's going to be in lesson two. I'm going to actually share with you the situation, the duration of the coaching engagement, and what I charge them. And then I'm going to tell you what went behind that particular fee. And so I'm going to give you some real practical examples of how I went about setting a coaching fee for a client. Okay, lesson number three is about how to make it easy for people to say yes. I have to be kind with this one because when almost every single time I'm approached by a coach who's been out there a while and they are not getting the referrals, they do not have enough clients to work with, I know there's a 90% chance it's because of this lesson. They need this lesson, is another way to say it. Is they're making it difficult for people to say yes. In other words, they're not clear and they're not consistent. You have to be clear when you're taking your services to market. And so I walk you through, looks like about 15 topics that are going to force you to face the fact that you're not clear. And then I'll give you the exercises to make it clear. And then once you're clear, then we want to re-engage your marketing efforts. So that's the consistency. So you got to be clear and you have to be consistent. And then I also share with you, looks like 7 different coaches that I've trained and their websites. So you can actually go to these coaches and see the work that they've done to be really, really clear. And I'm very proud of them because when we first were working with them, they were very excited. They had the talent, they'd done the training, but they were still a little bit fuzzy in the clarity. And so with me pressing in on them, now they've got, you know, when you go to the website, you're going to see it's very, very clear what their offering is to the market. So your next steps is all going to be about answering clarity questions for yourself. And then I want you to review the website of these other coaches that have gone before you so you can see what they've kind of done. And then the other thing is I'm going to have you check out several of the interviews. We've interviewed 10 coaches that we've trained, and maybe pick out 2 or 3 that are interesting to you and just go listen to them. I want you to hear the variety of personalities, the different ways that they coach, I think it will encourage you when you hear people just like you who have found their way. Lesson number 4, how to figure out who you should coach. You don't need to be working with everybody. It's one of the biggest mistakes I see for coaches that are just beginning to go to market is they'll take on anybody because they're desperate to coach people. So I walk you through a series of exercises that's going to help you understand these are the people that you're going to be most effective in coaching. And so your next step exercises are then to identify the descriptions and the types of people that are probably going to do best for you. Then lesson 5, strategies for getting clients. Here we're really getting into marketing, some very specific things you can do to get the word out. One of my core beliefs for you is there are a lot of people that would love to work with you. They just simply don't know your name. You're small potatoes in a big world. And so you're going to have to do the discipline of marketing yourself. And it wasn't fun for me, but I was so committed to coaching people and coaching more people that I did it anyway, and it paid off. So I'm going to walk you through three or four different strategies that you can use to get your name in front of people. And then your next step exercise is going to be writing out your strategies so that you can use them. Then you're going to come to your open book test. Looks like we've only got 10 questions for you. And again, we're listening for how much are you integrating what we taught you, getting you prepared to go to market. So there you have it. Module 6, Building Your Coaching Business or Ministry, Part 1.